This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Glad to have Kyle O'Dell in studio. OWRSfirm.com is the website. And Kyle's number for free consultation, 303-780-7350. Kyle, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Scott.
Great to see you.
You too.
Have a good weekend.
It was a good weekend.
Good deal.
Yeah. Wife and I got out of town for a quick little getaway for the weekend, and nice and relaxing.
Those are always fun.
Good to be back.
Absolutely. Boy, I tell you, keep looking at calendar. I was looking at my show calendar today, and the pages are getting thin. We're flipping back almost to the end of the year here. And so we wanted to talk a little bit about today about, you know, that fact of the end of the year is approaching. And a lot of our listeners may have retirement accounts, IRAs, 401ks. So thought we'd spend a little time on that today. And, you know, what can we do or should we be doing if we have some of those accounts?
You know, I think there are a few things to look at there. And I think one of the key factors that I always see in someone with a family that has success financially when they've really saved money and built up some nice assets is that they're very consistent with how they save money and put money away. And they always have a plan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I heard a quote recently, you know, ordinary things done consistently produce extraordinary results. You know, it's just, if you just get up and go to the gym every day,
I drive by one.
Right.
Twice.
You have to stop.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, same thing with our finances. You know, it's amazing how much money we can build up and save if we just consistently save money out of each and every paycheck. And, you know, I always see the families that, you know, that do retire on a nice standard of living. They've accumulated, you know, plenty of assets. It's because every year they go into it with a plan, a goal that, hey, next year I'm going to max out my 401k. We're going to, you know, plan on paying down a certain amount of debt. You know, I think when you look at it and say, I want to save X amount, I want to pay down a certain amount of my debt, and at the end of the year, you know, we're shooting for a net worth of this rough amount. If you go off of those three things, how much am I going to save? How much debt am I going to pay down? And what do I want to shoot for as a net worth? You know, shoot for a goal on that end. Now, it's going to change because just, you know, how much interest you're paying in debt and, you know, what's the rate of return on the market going to be and so forth. But in terms of numbers you can control, how much am I going to save? How much am I going to apply towards my debt? And then roughly, what will my net worth be? I think you need to start there. And outside of that, then how are you going to accomplish those things? You know, is it going to be looking at, you know, and we can spend some time talking about some things you can do with IRAs today. You know, what are your options between now and the end of the year? And what are your options between now and the tax deadline of April 15th? What can you do then between now and then? But I think it all starts with having a plan and having some goals. And they don't have to be hard set in stone goals. I think the thing about goals, and in fact, over the years, I'm a very goal-oriented person, but I've, over the years, you know, developed this, I don't like using the word goal anymore, because a goal is just something that, okay, I'm going to put this up on the wall. It's something I'm shooting for. And then 3 days in, I'm off target. I'm not on my way. And what do? Now I beat myself up for the next, you know, couple weeks or couple months or whatever. And so it gets very frustrating. And so, you know, rather than a goal, I rather, you know, for me, the way my approach on it now is more that I have a target. Here's what I'm going to go do. Mm-hmm. Either I'm going to do it or I'm not. So I need to decide on the front end. This is what I'm going to go do. And so, you know, I don't like having a goal because I think everybody has goals and 99% of the time we don't hit them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I rather have it just look, this is my target. This is what I'm going to go do. You know, if I were to reference to hunting, I think a lot of times a goal, it's like shooting a shotgun, hoping we hit something.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I want to lay
for a rifle shot.
Right. I want a rifle shot. I want a very specific target, and I'm going to hit that target. Right.
And, you know, many times, I guess, if we really look back at it, which we hate to self-reflect much, the reason why we don't hit a target is because maybe we didn't have a plan or just didn't execute the plan. And it doesn't really matter which one of those. The result's still the same.
Right. Right. Hope isn't a strategy. And so, you know, you need to have a very specific target as to what you're going to go after. So, you know, like I said, how much are we going to save? How much are we going to knock out our, on that debt? And what is our target for that net worth? And I started doing that years ago, just for my wife and I. And then, you know, we would spend some time talking. You know, I sent my wife a text about 2 weeks ago telling her, look, you know, this is our specific target for next year in terms of savings. And so it's something that we talk about, we discuss. And so that way we have that target on the wall and we know what we're going for. And, you know, I don't think you can, you know, go into it and think, okay, hey, it's February 3rd. Maybe I need to figure out something here for 2019.
Sure.
You know? And in fact, I was talking with some friends yesterday over dinner and, you know, with, you know, one of them asked me, hey, you know, are you going to spend some time like over Christmas and the first of the year talking about, you know, kind of laying out your plan for 2019, you know, and no. You don't run, you know, I own several companies. You don't run a company and talk about what you're going to do with that company the first week of January.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the planning for 2019, for the most part, actually, with my companies, it's already been done.
Right.
And, you know, you've got to pre-plan. You know, you just have to go into it with a goal and an exact plan. You can't start planning late. I don't think there's, you know, you can't plan too early and too often.
Sure. Kyle Odell is with us. OWRSfirm.com is their website. And again, Kyle offers Haystack listeners a free consultation, 303-780-7350. And I guess when we look at just some of the things, the first thing you think of, you know, at the end of the year is tax ramifications. And also for folks with some of these accounts we're talking about, it could be very beneficial for them to come in before the end of the year just to see, because there may be some serious dollars here and some tax ramifications.
There are, you know, and as painful as every April 15th is, taxes are on sale right now. The tax rates, the marginal tax brackets that are out there, they're probably about as low as we're going to see for the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to take advantage of those. One thing, if someone is under the age of 70 and a half, and the reason I use that word half, when you get to 70 and a half on all your retirement accounts, IRAs and 401ks, you have to start withdrawing a certain amount called a required minimum distribution. So if you're under that age, under age 70 and a half, certainly something to look at is to do a Roth conversion where you convert money from that IRA over to a Roth IRA, which is tax-free. Now, when you convert that money over, you do have to pay taxes on that money. So let's say that I were going to move $20,000 from my IRA to my Roth IRA. I have to pay taxes on that $20,000, so it's going to get added to my income for the year. But in the future, when I go to withdraw that money from that Roth, as long as I follow the two rules, which are that I'm beyond 59 and a half and that I have any Roth IRA that's been established for 5 years. Any Roth IRA that's been established for 5 years, as long as I follow those two rules, then I can access that money inside that Roth tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing to consider is, should I go ahead and pay the tax on it now and get that money out of there? If I'm beyond 70 and a half, Roth IRAs don't always make sense. And they might. It just depends. I mean, because converting money over, it does count towards the tax that you pay on Social Security. It counts towards the tax that you might pay on your Medicare premiums and so forth. So it's always something to look at. But one of the things you can do to bring your tax down once you get to 70 and a half is to do what's called a charitable contribution. So you can donate money from your IRA and it brings your taxable income down. So, you know, if I'm sitting here and I have my required minimum distribution, I'm 70 and a half years old, let's say it's $20,000 that I have to withdraw this year, I could donate $5,000 of that to a charity right off the top. And then the other $15,000, I'll withdraw that and I'll have to incur the tax on that.
Sure.
But $5,000 comes off the top,
mm-hmm.
right? If I'm donating to a charity right now, most of us do it by writing the check and we've already paid taxes on those dollars. And yes, we get the tax deduction, maybe. But here's what everyone needs to understand moving forward. Most of us moving forward are not going to use itemized deductions, especially if you're close to retirement or into retirement. You're not itemizing your deductions anymore. Now you're taking a standard deduction. So a standard deduction, that means that if you donate to a charity, you're not going to get to take that deduction any longer because the standard deduction that you're taking is probably higher than all of your little itemized deductions that add up.
Right.
Right. So now you're not going to get that benefit any further. So now the purpose or the reason behind giving that money to a charity from your IRA money is that if I'm beyond 70 and a half, now that's going to bring my taxable income down. So let's say it takes it down from 75,000 down to 70, and now I apply my standard deduction to that 70,000. Now that brings that down. Now my taxable income's sitting at 45 grand instead of 50.
Right.
So moving forward, I think that's really something for all those retirees to look for that are looking for deductions. You're probably not going to itemize anymore. So let's take that deduction off the top of your income, and you do that by the charitable deduction off the top.
Have you seen any cases that we always tell people be careful with, you know, the charities they donate to and everything? You never know. And I'm not trying to get into a charity show of what right. portion goes to the, you know, right. the fund actually and goes to others. But I do, sometimes I think people give a certain amount and there's only so much that's deductible and maybe not all of it. So they need to look at some of these things when they may be expecting a $5,000 write off. You may only be able to write $2,500 off. I know at some of the banquets we go to, some of our sport, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Ducks Unlimited. Right. So you spend $5,000 on a gun that's worth $1,000.
Yep.
You know,
right.
You don't get to write off the whole $5,000.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Right. That would be nice. The IRS, they have thought of everything. So, no, what you really want to look at there is when you're doing these charitable deductions, there are a couple of rules that you have to follow. One is that it has to be an established 501c3. Which is a designated charity. So, you know, different churches, colleges, different organizations out there. There are so many great charities that we can all donate to, and you know, for cancer research, whatever that may be. You know, so many fantastic charities. So it has to be a 501c3 or 501c3.
501c3,
yes. So just find something that starts with a five and okay. donate to it.
Into the three.
Right. And I get asked all the time, well, okay, well, Kyle, if I want, can my kids set up a nonprofit and can I donate to them? No, don't start thinking outside the box. Mm-hmm. All right. Don't get any brain damage on this. This is because the IRS isn't going to allow you to do that. So 501c3. An established organization, you can donate to them. But the key is when you donate, if you want that money to be to come off the top for your income off of those required minimum distributions, that money must transfer. One of the rules is it must transfer from whomever is holding it, which is called a custodian. So a company like a Charles Schwab, a Fidelity, an E-Trade, a Vanguard, all those companies are all called custodians. So the money must transfer directly from that custodian to the charity. It cannot... You can't be the middleman. You can't write the check for it.
Right.
If you do, then you've disrupted things and the rule, you've broken the rule in there for that transfer of money. It must go directly from the custodian to the charity. And that, then you can then take that right off the top off of your income. You always want to consult a tax professional with any of this, but you know, look to follow the rules and look into that.
Sure. You can give Kyle a call, 303-780-7350, 303-780-7350. And one great thing, and before our break here, we'll talk about is, Kyle, that, you know, you've got that whole team. You say consult a tax professional, and they're welcome to go check whoever they want. But I think it's nice to work with your core group of people because everybody's kind of on the same page then.
Right. Exactly. We do have tax professionals that you know, we can run things by or that can help you with these types of items. We also have estate planning professionals, which we're going to get into today is kind of a checklist of some things you should do between now and the end of the year. What are some things you should be doing with your will and trust and so forth? And we have some estate planning professionals. We'll talk about some things. And I'll give a specific example of when we come back from break of someone that I met with last week. And what we did with one of our estate planners.
All right. Sounds good. This is Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
If you have just been in an accident, there is a lot going on. With the screeching tires, crunching metal, and breaking glass, it's hard to remember what to do. That's why Kevin Flesh of Fleshlaw wants you to remember to panic. No, he doesn't mean run around screaming or start hyperventilating. He means use the acronym PANIC to remember what to do. P is for police. Call the police immediately. It's very important to have an official record of what happened. A is assess, as in assess all of your injuries and seek medical care if necessary. N is for never admit fault. It's your job to take care of yourself, not to determine who is at fault. I is for insurance. Take pictures of the other person's insurance and ID info and get pictures of the accident if you can. And finally, C is for call Kevin Flesh. Kevin Flesh is more than just a name used to intimidate the insurance companies. He will help you. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation, and he'll help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, along with Kyle Odell. Check out their website, owrsfirm.com. And his number for free consultation, 303-780-7350. So, Kyle, well, you even talk about some people, maybe an inheritance they got, different things like that. What are some of the first things to check with something like that?
You know, when you get those inheritance, I think a couple things. One is it a retirement account, an IRA, a 401k? And they have a lot of different names. If it has a number with it, a 403b, you know, if they were a teacher, or a 457, maybe they worked at a hospital, or a TSP, it was a government worker. You know, they have a lot of different names. Or, you know, unfortunately in our industry, you know, I think we just use too many words and things that most people don't use every day in their, you know, vocabulary. So, but if it is a retirement account, an IRA, 401k, and so forth, then whenever you inherit those types of accounts, you have two options. One is you have to either liquidate that account within 5 years, which the IRS loves it when you do that, because now all that, let's say I inherit $100,000. Now this is a non-spousal inheritance. Let me preface it with that. So if your spouse passed away, now that retirement account just becomes yours. Very simple. But if it's not non-spousal, so my parents or a brother or sister or someone passes away and I inherit an IRA, then I either have to liquidate that account in 5 years, which means that every time I liquidate a portion of that, that gets added on to my income for the year, which Uncle Sam loves that because that might push me up to a new tax bracket. Mm-hmm. So that's one way to do it. My second option is that I have to take my own little distribution based on my age, based on how old I am. I have to take a distribution out of that account every year for the rest of my life. And that's usually the best way to do it in for most people, because let's say I inherit $100,000. I may only have to withdraw, let's say, $2,500 out of there this year. well, that $2,500 is probably not going to bump me up to a new tax bracket, and it's not going to hurt me financially. Whereas if I were to withdraw $20,000 out, now that could bump me up to a new tax bracket and put me in a position that's, you know, not advantageous for me.
Sure.
So, you know, things to, you know, if I inherit a retirement account, I need to understand the rules and how, you know, what I need to do. You really have two options. If I inherit non-IRA money, so just cash, money that was invested into stocks and bonds and mutual funds or whatever that may be, then typically with that, the way it works is, let's say my parents bought $100,000 worth of Apple stock and today it's worth $500,000. That it really went up over the years. Well, now when I inherit that, I inherit it at what's called a new cost basis, which is the $500,000. I don't owe any taxes on that gain from the $100,000 to the $500,000. So It's a great benefit. It's called a step up in cost basis. And now it is one of the things that the IRS has been seriously looking at taking away because it's a great advantage to those that inherit that. But as of right now, I mean, that's a great benefit that, you know, as long as there's no estate tax involved, that you can inherit cash and property and so forth at a step up in basis and not have to owe any taxes on that.
Mm-hmm. So it could be in some instances where somebody's trying to do something good for a family member and giving them something, and yet if it's not maybe strategically planned out, it could kind of backfire a little bit with just taxes, right?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of things, you know, I have a lot of clients that will look at doing Roth conversions, converting money from their IRAs over to Roth IRAs so that when their kids inherit that money down the road, they're not going to have to pay taxes on it. Now, even when a child inherits a Roth, they still have to make a distribution on that account every year. They're going to have to withdraw a small amount each year, but they're not going to have to pay taxes on it, which is the great piece of it. But there's certainly some things that you want to look at this year between, you know, I always encourage people this time of year to, I know we end up with holiday parties with work and friends and all that, and our life, you know, sometimes get a little hectic this time of year, but I think it's a great time of year to, you know, we're not out and about as much sometimes because it gets a little cooler out. You know, next time there's a snowy day, take an hour or two and just review some of your financial documents or gather them up so you can have someone review them. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a client come in this past week that brand new client. He brought in his will, and I find that most people, whenever they do a will and a trust, it's usually two big life events in their life that cause them to create a will. One is when they have kids, and then the second is when they're looking at retiring.
Right.
So this guy's looking to retire in the next couple of years, and he brought in a copy of his will, and he asked us to review it. And so I handed that off to one of our estate attorneys, and literally within 2 minutes, the estate attorney said, yes, this absolutely needs to be updated because it's prior to 2010, 2011, somewhere around in there, the state of Colorado, I believe those were the years, the state of Colorado really changed some things that affect how wills and trusts are read here and interpreted here in the state of Colorado. Mm. And with that, you know, what you really want to, one of the things that I see most people, you know, they make an assumption on wills. There are really two or three main primary reasons why you want to have a will done. One is, which is what everyone assumes, which is, well, in there I can name who gets my stuff.
Right.
Right. Who gets the car, who gets mom's jewelry, whatever, my coin collection, my gun collection, whatever that may be. And, you know, and that's always important. That way you don't have family members fighting over those things. The second thing that it does, though, is it keeps your estate out of probate so that things don't become public. And you don't have that public record out there of everything. But the third piece, which is, I think, very, very important and maybe top of the list, is that you want to name inside of a will, you want to name a couple of what are called POAs, powers of attorney. You want to name a financial power of attorney. That way, if I ever get sick, hurt, injured, whatever that may be, that I've named someone that can make financial decisions for me. Mm-hmm. And I also want to name the directives, which are the healthcare POAs, where I can also name someone to make decisions for me based on my health.
And each individual, I guess, just pick if you want that to be the same person or different people.
That's right. But you can pick different people, and usually you also pick a backup. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're 60 years old, don't name mom and dad. You know, they're 85. Okay, let's think right. this through a little bit.
Yep.
Okay, but you know, name a relative, a sibling, you know, a friend that you trust that can make financial and healthcare decisions for you. And that's the big key. And so going back, and I would, every 5 years, I would go back and review those things. You know, go back and think, you know, I had a client that came in recently for a review, and a couple years ago, three years ago, they had established a will. They had named the financial power of attorney, that if something happened to them, because they have young kids, and he had named his brother and sister-in-law. And well, since then, in those 3 years, the brother and sister-in-law have divorced. And so now he came back and, you know, wanted to redo things, thinking, you know what, I don't know if I want to name my brother and sister-in-law. They're going through a lot of things right now. I don't know if that I want to name them as my financial power of attorney. You know, when it comes to my kids and that entire situation, I want to maybe name someone that has a more stable family life at this point, that's right, not going through all that. And so every few years, I would always go back and review, is my will and trust up to date? Are all my beneficiaries on all of my accounts, my bank account, all my 401ks, my IRAs, and all those different accounts, are all those things up to date? I think this is a great time of year to do those things. Take a few minutes and review that. You know, next time you have a snowy Saturday or Sunday, take an hour or two, pull those things out, and make sure that everything's up to date.
Sure.
Because I promise you, down the road, you can really leave your family in a rough situation if you have someone on there as a beneficiary that that just shouldn't be named. And I'll tell you this, you know, I mean, if we don't, I can't represent every company that's out there, but I can probably get to about 80% of the companies that are out there in terms of all the financial institutions. If someone wants updated beneficiary forms, I'd be happy to, if they want to set an appointment with our office, you know, we can, you know, if they've got old accounts someplace, we can usually call those companies and get all those beneficiary forms. I'd be happy to do that for our listeners if they want to set up a time, no cost, no obligation, to pop in our office. We'll set up beneficiary forms with you on everything and help you update those. You know, that's something that we can do for our listeners if they want to do that in the next couple of months.
All right. That's a great offer. 303-780-7350, 303-780-7350. And again, if you're just joining us, we've talked about several things here. You know, if you've got IRAs, you know, maybe you're in that Social Security deal where you've got the required minimum distributions, some different things. And boy, if you're confused about it all or just want to make sure everything's on a right path getting you through the end of the year here, give Kyle a call. It is a free consultation. We always say this. You're either going to get satisfaction that you're doing everything right and on the right trail, or Kyle's going to be able to help you out and get you in a different direction. So 303-780-7350. So what do you see here the last kind of quarter? I mean, we're in it. What do you see with our financial world a little bit?
Boy, I tell you what, you know, the usually October in most years is a decent month, but obviously this month, you know, 22 days in, we're starting off a little rocky. And October, you know, going back historically, has really had some rough months. Mm-hmm. You know, overall, you know, that back in 2008, I believe that month, it was, if I remember off the top of my head, I think it was a 19% drop in the market that month in 08. The Great Depression, we also, you know, there was Black Monday, October 19th in 1987. So there have been some rough times in the market in October. And when we look at it right now, a couple things that are going on. One is China. Their economy has a lot of instability going on right now in terms of the value of their currency. Inflation is popping its head up. Interest rates are going up in China. They're having a lot of issues, which is now, you know, we're obviously a much more, you know, a global economy than we were, you know, years ago and decades ago. So when one large economy like that has issues, it spills over into other economies. And I think that's causing a lot of fear here. Another one is that, you know, our Fed is raising interest rates and, you know, they're looking at doing that again here in the fourth quarter. And they've raised interest rates several times this year. And I think that's causing some uneasiness here in our economy. And, you know, one of the things that we saw 2 weeks ago was there's a thing called the yield curve, which is the yield that you receive on your interest just from the bank accounts and so forth, if you will, just trying to keep this really simple, build a simple picture here. And whenever that yield curve yield curve goes up, usually, you know, you'll see an influx of money going into, you know, safe accounts and so forth. And as that influx comes in, then that yield curve tends to drop. It's kind of a supply and demand piece. Well, one of the things that happened a couple weeks ago is when all that influx of cash came in, that yield curve kept going up, which is really odd and doesn't happen often. And that caused a lot of panic in the market. So that was one of the things that we saw a couple weeks ago. So there are a number of factors here. You know, math tells us that our economy is doing well, that, you know, most companies out there, as they're reporting earnings right now, they're doing well, they're in a good position. So, you know, it's more that I think it's interest rate fears, it's the tariff war that's going on, and it's the whole, you know, thing in China. So, you know, what's going to happen here in the fourth quarter? Yeah. If any of us had a crystal ball, I wouldn't be sitting here. I'd be on a yacht someplace, okay. Scott. But, you know, but that's where, you know, what we do in the long run with our clients is to have that fiduciary responsibility to manage money defensively, which we definitely talk about in other shows. But,
sure.
You know, we'll watch it closely.
Yep.
That's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, again, give Kyle's office a call. They'll get you fixed up. 303-780-7350. It's 100% free consultation. And Kyle will be glad to meet with you. OWRSfirm.com is their website. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at The Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
This is Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage. I'm reaching out to you to help answer questions regarding the value of a reverse mortgage. You've heard both sides. I'm dedicated to helping seniors. The reason, like you, I am a senior and a veteran. Our wants and needs are different when compared to years past. Give me a call at 720-895-0500. Remember, take aim. Call me, Steve Hurley, at 720-895-0500. NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, thank you so much for joining us. My name is Scott Whatley, now joined along with Marie Christine. How are you, ma'am?
Doing good. How about you, Scott?
Good. except for the Broncos.
Oh.
Yeah. Need therapy for them. They need therapy and a new coach.
Need
and
some,
a lot of new
some
player
coloring
or something.
Books, a dog.
Dr. Shane Stedman is with us. Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. And we're going to be talking about a special seminar a little bit tomorrow night. But Dr. Stedman, thanks for being with us, sir.
Thanks a lot. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Man, never mind. I won't talk about sports. I'd love to, but we'll talk about other things with the brain, how to forget the Broncos. Yeah, something like that. Can you help with that? Yeah.
Probably not.
Man, just terrible.
Maybe if you get enough sleep, Scott, it lowers your stress levels, and then you're better equipped to handle defeat.
Hey, I'm all for more sleep. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Dr. Shane Stedman is with us once again. Integrated Health Systems and integratedhealthdenver.com is their website. And tomorrow night, November 6th from 7 to 8 p.m., we're going to talk a little bit about a special seminar. And Dr. Maynard, I believe, is also with us on the line. Dr. Maynard, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's great to have you here on Haystack Help Radio. So Marie is here with me, so you may hear questions from both of us. But Dr. Stedman, first of all, let's start with you and just talk about, you know, I started to say, why a seminar on this topic? But I think I know the answer. We are all sleepy.
You know, there's a lot of people that just don't sleep very well. And some of the things that we see in the office, probably the biggest thing that we've come to realize over the years is that if somebody doesn't get enough sleep, it's just hard to get them better. Sleep is so crucial. I was even talking about that with an exam this morning that the kid had a concussion, but he hasn't been able to sleep very well. And so we were talking about how it seems like it's just kind of perpetuating himself because now he's anxious that he can't sleep, but he's not able to sleep, which is making him anxious. And, you know, and now because he can't get enough sleep, his brain's not working very well. He's always tired and he doesn't seem to be, you know, kind of up to speed like he should. So it's just taking him a lot longer to get over his concussion because he's not getting enough sleep.
With a patient like that, Dr. Stedman, what's the chicken and egg scenario? Do you think the concussion contributes to the lack of sleep or vice versa? How do you figure that out?
I mean, usually in this case, it's a little bit easier because the concussion is probably causing the sleep disorder, you know, because if you have a lot of stress, that can throw off your sleep. If you have trauma, it throws off your sleep. Just a lot of stress in general can throw off your sleep. And if you ask just about anybody who has a sleep disorder, you probably hear there's probably either chronic stress, PTSD, trauma, concussions, auto accidents. There's usually something big that's thrown off their sleep.
So, Dr. Maynard, Dr. Stedman, tell us a little bit how you and Dr. Maynard connected, and then we'll visit with him.
Well, Dr. Maynard's been he's been working in the practice now for a couple years, so he has the same kind of credentialing as I do, which is awesome. So we both help patients that, you know, struggle with chronic issues, concussions, neurological disorders, you name it. So he's the other person in the office that makes things run.
Good deal. Well, Dr. Maynard, first time we've had you on. So again, thanks for being with us. Take a minute and just kind of give us a little bit of your background.
Yeah, definitely. So, like Dr. Stedman said, I've been here for just around 2 years now. Before here, I was in Portland, Oregon, working at a similar clinic where I was working with predominantly head injuries, concussions, patients suffering from dizziness and vertigo. But kind of the whole reason I got into this line of work, I had played college football myself, Division I football, and gotten whacked in the head quite a few times and had lots of friends on disability, having seizures, suffering from all sorts of symptoms. And I just got really, really interested in neuroscience and neurology. So that's kind of what led me down the path. And I've been doing it ever since. So, like I said, I've been here for about 2 years. And before that, I was working at a similar clinic in Portland. And a majority of the patients I see are concussions, a lot of dizziness, a lot of vertigo, people feeling like they're moving on boats, things like that. I'd say that's probably a majority of the patients I see are definitely dizziness patients and head injuries. But so that's the brief description of me.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Maynard, it's good to have you on. I'm curious, when you deal with people who have problems like that with dizziness or trouble sleeping, maybe related to concussions, what's kind of the age range do you see? Is it generally older people?
I'd say, honestly, patients for us are probably like 30s to 40s, maybe later 20s. I'd say more younger adults to middle age. I don't see as many teenagers, definitely. I'd say younger adults to middle age. When it comes to dizziness, pure dizziness that's not related to a head injury, I'd definitely say more middle age and probably more so female.
Well, and I wonder, Dr. Sedman has talked to us a lot about how much stress affects the body. And I'm curious, with the age ranges that you're stating, I wonder, do you think stress plays into, you know, if it's not from a head injury, maybe why in their middle age that's starting to happen?
Definitely. I mean, I think stress, you can't rule that out with anyone. We live in such a stressful environment. I think that's a key part with anyone. I think what we tend to see is we see the people who have a handful of other things that allow them to not be able to handle stress. Mm. So I think we all live in a really stressful world, but maybe someone's hormones are off. Maybe someone has an autoimmune disease. Maybe someone had an infection, and now their ability to handle the stress that they could in their everyday life, they're no longer able to do. You know, so I think stress is a key, but, you know, we should be able to handle stress.
Okay.
You know, and it's kind of hard to get out of stress and the environment we live in. So our goal is to make people stronger so that they can handle their stressful environment a little bit better.
So we're talking specifically about a sleep disorder, I think, is what Dr. Sedman called it at the beginning of the segment. So what are some symptoms you would notice if you had a sleep disorder?
Ooh, the list would be quite long. Honestly, you could see a ton of different symptoms. You know, a lot of things you might not think are related, but, you know, fatigue is one huge one. I'd say fatigue, memory issues is another huge one I think we see, of where people may say, hey, I'm just not feeling quite as sharp. I feel like I'm in a fog. I feel like I can't remember where I put my keys, you know, some things like that, especially for an individual who maybe is in their 40s or 50s, you know, really shouldn't be experiencing cognitive decline. You know, those are some big symptoms saying, okay, am I really resting? But honestly, I've seen symptoms anywhere from, you know, joint pain to shortness of breath to all sorts of different things that could be related to sleep. The big key is really diving in deep into their sleep hygiene. How well are they falling asleep? How well are they staying asleep? Sometimes even getting sleep studies on individuals, because what you'll find is a lot of individuals will say, I sleep great. I close my eyes and I wake up and my alarm goes off. And then you talk to their significant other and they say, they're kicking me, they're moving all around, they're snoring, they stop breathing. So a lot of times even people, their recollection of their sleep is not always the best as well.
Wow. And joint pain, shortness of breath, you wouldn't think those would be related, Scott, but they all are.
Yeah. Dr. Shane Stedman is with us, and also Dr. Maynard, Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. And we'd like to invite you to this seminar. It's tomorrow night, Tuesday, November 6th from 7 to 8 p.m. And it'll be there at your office, Dr. Stedman.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have in our brain rehab room, we're going to set it up in there, and we're going to have chairs, and Dr. Maynard is going to teach everybody about sleep and what it means and what good sleep is, and go over some of the conditions and things that are as a result of poor sleep, because a lot of people just don't know what's going on, and, you know, they don't know what normal is. So I think it's good to kind of educate everybody on what that should be and answer some of their questions.
Okay.
To add one more thing, I think what's also going to be really cool about this compared to other ones is I'm going to try to give away a lot of take-home points of things that people can start doing right then and there to help their sleep at home. So that's going to be a big thing, is not just people learning about sleep, but learning how to take their sleep into their own hands,
mm-hmm.
and really, really simple morning and evening rituals that they can do to improve their sleep. So I think that's going to be the cool part of the talk.
All right. And Dr. Stedman, the best thing to do, just call and RSVP there?
Absolutely. You can call on RSVP, and I think there's a link that actually, maybe after the break, we can give the link where people can go and kind of register for their kind of free ticket, so to speak,
okay.
So that we can get ahead.
Sure. That number is 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617, and their office is in Englewood, and that's located at 3601 South Clarkson Street. And but if you'd like to come to this seminar, highly recommend it. And again, that number is 303-781-5617. Before our break, real quick, Dr. Stebbin, what about this whole thing with just the whole time change? I mean, you see a lot of things, just medical issues that happen just with us, you know, losing an hour or gaining an hour whenever we switch our clocks back.
Yeah, you know, it seems like it messes everybody up for about the first week or two. Seems like it messes my kids up for the first week or two. you know, it's interesting. You know, I've heard back and forth talks on the time change of sleep and whether it's good or not. And we definitely all adapt. You know, so I think, you know, over a period of time, I don't know if it's going to have a huge, huge detriment on your health.
Right.
But, you know, you hear all the people who are anti, you know, time change. They'll talk about how bad it is for you. Yeah, it's hard to say. That could be a really good question for Dr. Maynard on the back end as well. But, you know, it seems like it messes everybody up for about the first couple of weeks, and then I think we kind of adjust and acclimate to a new time.
Right. All right, we got to take a short break. We'll be back more with the good doctors here. My name is Scott Whatley, along with Marie Christine. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Medicare. There are so many questions. What to enroll in and what coverage will be best for you? Figuring out when to enroll. Where can you go to get all of your questions answered? That's easy. GIA Insurance. Since 1984, Group Insurance Analyst has been helping folks just like you. No gimmicks or fees, just honest help and guidance. Avoiding the most common mistakes in Medicare can make the difference between having good financial and health security or not. Perhaps the biggest mistake you can make is assuming that your health insurance will stay the same when you turn 65. Don't wait. Call the Medicare Help Team at GIA Insurance, 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or stop by at 9195 West 44th Avenue in Wheat Ridge. GIA Insurance is an official Haystack Help Registered Company and a member of SeniorResourceOfColorado.com.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. I'm Marie Christine here with Scott Whatley, and we are talking about sleep. We would all like more, better sleep.
More sleep.
Dr. Sedman is here to help us along with Dr. Maynard. There is a seminar coming up tomorrow, Tuesday, November 6th. From 7 to 8 p.m. at Integrated Health Systems. Give them a call, 303-781-5617. Now, real quick, Dr. Maynard, Scott and I are trying to figure out this new word for us, circadian, your circadian rhythms. We were figuring out how to pronounce it, so educate us a little bit. Maybe does that relate at all to the time change recently about how your rhythm might be thrown off?
It totally does, and that's actually what I'm largely going to talk about tomorrow night, is this concept of circadian rhythms or internal clock. So think of circadian rhythms as an internal clock, right? We always think about,
you wake up at the same time, you go to bed at the same time. You even notice when you start getting almost into like a habit at home, you're like, wow, I'm yawning at 9:30 every night. And even without my alarm, I seem to be waking up at 6, right? That's those circadian rhythms you see kick in, right? And these circadian rhythms have everything to do with sleep hormones and then hormones that keep you awake. And what's really cool that I'm going to talk about in the talk is all the different things that can disrupt circadian rhythms. And one of the main big things is light and different types of light exposure.
Okay, so this is great. I'm glad you mentioned the light, because my husband and I won't call it an argument. I'll call it a discussion.
A fight?
Last
a
night.
Fight?
Because my husband really likes to watch TV on his laptop in bed before he falls asleep. And I am annoyed by that because I feel like it keeps me awake. He feels like it helps him fall asleep. So the light from a laptop screen, what's your opinion, Dr. Maynard?
Definitely. I don't think the jury's even still out. I think it's what we know for a fact that, so what those screens do is they release a ton of blue light. So think about when you wake up in the morning, you look in the sky, you're getting a ton of blue light waves from the sun, right? And those blue lights simulate stress hormones to wake you up and say, hey, it's daylight, okay? So at nighttime, you really should have no blue light exposure. So when you're sitting there in bed and you're on your phone, TV, computer, whatever it may be, you may know it's nighttime, but these old primitive sleep centers in your brain are saying, whoa, I'm confused. I'm seeing a ton of blue light. Is this daytime? Is this nighttime? What's going on? So actually, yes, screens are very, very confusing for circadian rhythms.
So that's something, my iPhone actually has this feature that I just discovered that you can, at a certain time, you can do a setting where it changes, I guess, from blue light to red light. I can't really tell a difference. Does that help at all, the red light versus the blue?
It definitely does. No, yeah, and that's actually really, really cool that iPhones are doing that. You can find some, actually on computers, you can download a lot of free things. One thing called Flux. You can download all these different filters on computer screens, on cell phones, on TVs, all to filter out the blue light. Now, those things are they're better than nothing. Just like with anything, there's really, really high-quality ones you can get where they almost look like a really dark red amber versus ones that just you kind of see a little bit of a change. So almost the more red amber you get, the better and the more blue light you're blocking out.
Okay, and this is going to show my ignorance about how light works, but you mentioned in the morning when the sun shines, we're getting blue light. I think of the sun as yellow, so what's the difference there?
So within light, there's spectrums of light. So you have blue waves of light, you have indigo, you have violet, you have red. So they're all just different wavelength frequencies of light. And so in the morning, you'll have more kind of that blue light frequency, and more as you get into the evening, you'll have more reds, more ambers, more purple colors. So it's more about the frequency of light.
I'm guessing,
and
Scott.
So there's receptors in the back of your eye that are very, very sensitive to different wavelengths of light, and those are what are picking up and setting your circadian rhythm.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm guessing we'll learn a lot more of this stuff tomorrow in the sleep seminar.
Now, you mentioned...
Oh, definitely.
You mentioned, hormones in sleep. And I think a lot of times, and Dr. Stebbins, I'll let you answer this. The minute we hear the word hormone, most of us think of women. But we've talked many times on this show.
Hey.
Marie just looked at me like, I'm fine. it can be male and female with hormonal issues, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I think... again, I think every time we think hormones, we think of women, but actually, guys should be in the mix too. We're not immune to having abnormal hormone issues that can impact sleep. Just to stay on that topic, for instance, progesterone actually goes into GABA, and GABA is a neurotransmitter that calms your brain down so you can go to sleep. So you'll hear some people actually, when they take progesterone, they sleep really well, and that pretty much tells you why. So guys can have abnormal progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone, and all those things can impact how your brain turns on, turns off, the chemicals that are made, and serotonin converts to melatonin for sleep. So if your serotonin's off, your melatonin's off, and it makes it really difficult to sleep. So hormones definitely play a role, and I think that's what's really good about this talk is everything plays a role into sleep. So just by giving somebody, a medication or just taking kava from, the natural store, that's not always the answer. You want to find the cause of it.
Okay, so we're learning a lot of great words here, progesterone, GABA, circadian rhythms. Here's one more. I don't even know how to begin to pronounce this, Dr. Stedman. Suprachiasmatic nuclei. That has something to do with the circadian rhythms. Do you know what that is?
Wow. Where did you pick that? That's a big word. So the suprachiasmatic nuclei is part of what's called the periventricular nuclei.
Oh, boy.
And it's all located in the hypothalamus. Those are three big words. So that's located in the hypothalamus, which is where all of the magic starts. So whatever influences your hypothalamus can really dictate your circadian rhythm. And this goes back to hormones, stress, light frequencies, diets, inflammation. All these things affect the hypothalamus, which changes the suprachiasmatic nuclei, and that can impact your circadian rhythm.
Man, I always feel so much smarter after this segment, Scott.
I feel way more ignorant after hearing him say those words. Yeah. So, guys, if you've been told you don't have rhythm, hey, you do. It's a circadian rhythm, right?
Yeah. Ladies, if your husbands are grumpy, maybe they're hormonal, they need to get better sleep. It can happen to men, too.
All right. Give Dr. Stedman's office a call. RSVP now for this seminar. It's tomorrow night, Tuesday, November 6th from 7 to 8 p.m., 303-781-5617. And Dr. Stedman, you said there might be a link also to register?
There might be a link, but it might be easier just to call
office. Okay.
So we put a link on Event. It's called Eventbrite. So if somebody's pretty computer savvy, they can go to eventbrite.com and then look for Integrated Brain Center.
Okay.
But it might be good just to call the office. That might be the easiest way, and we can get them all set up.
All right. And again, this is absolutely free of charge. They just need a head count to know how to set up the room and all. But it is located, once again, Dr. Stedman, help me out with your address.
3601 South Clarkson Street, and we're Suite 420 on the fourth floor, right on the corner of Hamden and Clarkson, over by Swedish and Craig Hospital. Pretty easy to get to.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, thank you. Dr. Stedman, thank you. And Dr. Maynard, great to have you on. And, we'll do some more of these joint shows. I think it'd be great for us. We appreciate it.
Perfect.
All right. Okay. You guys have a good day. All right. Again, that is tomorrow night, November 6th, 7 to 8 p.m. Call now, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617, and check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. Well, I may have to go to that.
Yeah, why not, Scott?
Absolutely. Marie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.